Banff. Perhaps locking in a rear naked choke or armbar would be more appropriate than a gentle pinch for the Dark Horse martial arts team, which isn't dreaming anymore following the Canmore Club's arrival and new legacy in Western Canadian Jiu-Jitsu. After more than 300 submission aces tapped each other out at the inaugural Dark Horse Grappling Series on Saturday, June 11, at the Fenlands Banff Recreation Center, organizers say the local Jiu-Jitsu events are here to stay. "We wanted to bring the submission-only tournament and bring it home," said Travis Earlham, owner of Dark Horse Martial Arts. "It's rare that you get the sub-only, and I wanted to bring this as a prevalent way to run a tournament, and, it shows, it's a good tournament system. I want to run this 2-3 times a year, in the Bow Valley, at least." From Jiu-Jitsu to mixed martial arts, Earlham is a man of the people and keen on providing a heart-pounding buzz in his endeavors. With grappler ages ranging from 5 to over 40 and competing in white to black belt divisions, Dark Horse Grappling Series picked up the torch where the scene fell off in recent years, particularly in Alberta. Matches are won and lost solely on submissions, and their appeal is widely growing in the community. "It was an incredible event. The organizers that put it on, I can't say enough about them," said Ryan McNish of Frontline BJJ in Sherwood Park. "Sometimes with these events, they're not always run incredibly well, but, this is by far the best event I have ever seen. They run it like absolute champions, and it was a pleasure to be a part of it." On top of the divisional brackets, the tournament included 3 no-GI super fights and a show closing Banff Open Absolute, which is an adult open weight class where the winners of each division are invited to compete by belt rank. In some cases, a 150-pounder and 250-pounder could match up technique, strength and cerebral skill. McNish won the men's blue belt Banff Open Absolute after winning gold in his respective division. "It wasn't the nicest or cleanest submission, but got the job done. To come first in not only my division, but the absolute division, it's incredible," said McNish, who's a former Calgary Roughnecks lacrosse player. "Now I can't take credit, it all goes to my coaching staff. They spent so much time with me, so many hours on the mats, it's a reflection on my coaching out there." Ryan McNish gets the tap to win the blue belt open weight division at Dark Horse Grappling Series 1 in hashtag banffpick.twitter.com/JustanyaPU, Jordan Small, at Jordy Small, June 12, 2022. Sophie McLeod, a blue belt under the Dark Horse Martial Arts banner, said she thinks the local club is establishing itself as a standout in the province for not only skill development, but for its newest venture in running tournaments. Competing in the one of women's blue belt above 18 categories, McLeod didn't get her hand raised, but is pleased with her performance in Banff. "I was talking to one of the girls and she said I gave her a lot of trouble, so that was really good to hear," she said. "All in all, my goal was to not get injured and be a good sport, and in my eyes I was successful." In the 3 highly anticipated no-GI super fights, submission-only Jiu-Jitsu rules, Canmore's Earlham, fresh off winning his amateur MMA debut last month, took on Blackfald's Drew Weatherhead. The match ended with Earlham losing by heel hook. Edmonton's Tanner Brenner tapped Calgary's Lucas Street Jean in a purple belt showdown, and Calgary's Agnes McCurvey defeated Edmonton's Kella Murray by armbar. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Travis Earlham, region letter C, region letter A, at chance_BJJ, in 2015. Earlham co-founded the local Jiu-Jitsu club, which has grown exponentially from 3 members on its first day to now has 3 U18 classes, adult programs, and a striking class. As the show wrapped up, Coach Earlham reflected on the journey and his team. "I'm just so proud of everyone who worked here and competed," said Earlham. "For a lot of them, it was their first tournament ever, and they did amazing and put on a show just like we wanted.